What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Now for our story. Ben Calvert was sitting at the coffee shop counter of Wakefield's Brown Palace Hotel, drinking a glass of beer. Kip Meade's father was in an irritable frame of mind. Nearly everyone he had seen today had asked him about Kip. Had he heard from her yet? Was she enjoying California? What a shame that her husband, Sergeant Bill Meade, couldn't be with her. Innocent enough questions, but Ben felt he knew what the people would say to each other once they were out of earshot. He knew that the general feeling in Wakefield was that Kip had gotten Bill Meade away from Peggy Douglas, Aunt Mary's niece, and that the town would now think that Kip hadn't been able to hold Bill, that her leaving town meant a separation, perhaps even a divorce. And Ben was now afraid that Wakefield was only too right. He was now convinced that Kip's trip to California was purely camouflage. Ben was determined that if his daughter's marriage was to end, it wasn't going to end this way, leaving him at a disadvantage in the town. If there was ever a time he needed his secretary, it was now, Ben thought. He had been stupid to tell Jesse Ward that she could take her vacation. A man took the seat next to his at the counter. It was Fred Clark, the station master. Mr. Calvert didn't exactly feel socially inclined, but realizing that this wasn't the time to create any new antagonism, he nodded fairly affably when Fred said,
"Howdy, Ben."
"Hello there, Fred.
Saw you sitting over here. How's tricks, Ben? Business good as usual?"
"I can't complain."
"No, guess you can't. Same can't be said for other folks, though, huh?" "Well, it is the first day I've had away from the station in months. Been busier than a one-armed paper hanger. Looks like the more the government asks people to stay home, the more folks want to travel. Perversity of human nature, I call it."
"I guess so."
"Well, I guess you'll be going out west next."
"Out west?"
"Huh?
Oh, you mean to join Kit?"
"And Jesse Ward."
"What are you talking about? Jesse's gone up to Wisconsin for a couple of weeks."
"And she sure took a long way to get there. Sold her ticket myself. Round trip to Los Angeles, California and back."
"What?"
"So you thought she was in Wisconsin?"
"Oh, I guess I just misunderstood Jesse. I didn't pay much attention when she was talking about this trip. For some reason, I just had an idea she was going to Wisconsin, but I'm sure I misunderstood her."
"Yeah, it looks that way, don't it?"
"Yes, it does."
Ben Calvert finished his beer, and a few minutes later was walking quickly back towards his office. His face was flushed. Even his footsteps had an angry sound. But his anger was futile. There was no release for it. Why was everyone tricking him? What was going on? In his office, the phone was ringing. Ben didn't answer it. He walked nervously around the room, going over in his mind what Fred Clark had just told him.
"I didn't misunderstand Jesse. I know she said Wisconsin. Positive of it. Evidently, there's something that I've missed. Oh, I should have known that that woman... What the devil is Jesse up to? Come to think of it, she did have a very smug, self-satisfied expression lately. But why didn't she tell me she was going to California? I wonder if that's where Kip really is. I can't figure it out, but I don't like it. I don't like it a bit."
Ben Calvert was frightened. He was dealing with an unknown quantity. He felt as if the unexpected were about to happen, and he didn't know how to defend himself against it. And in Los Angeles, early this afternoon, a cab pulls up in front of the Wellington Park Hotel. A very smart but almost too meticulously groomed woman gets out. A few minutes later, Jesse Ward is standing at the desk in the lobby.
"Yes, ma'am? I have a reservation."
"Is the name?"
"Miss Ward. Miss Jesse Ward."
"Just a minute, please."
"Oh, yes, room 612.
But I'm afraid the room won't be ready for another hour yet."
"Oh, well, that's all right."
"Will you register here, please? How long will you be staying with us, Miss Ward?"
"Oh, just 2 days."
Now, if you'd care to wait in the cocktail lounge,
I have a friend staying here. I wonder if you could give me her room number. Mrs. William Meade.
Mrs. Meade. Meade. Just a minute, I'll check.
Tall, dark-haired woman, isn't she?
Yes.
I thought I remembered her. Mrs. Meade checked out this morning.
I remember now. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, dear. Well, do you know how I could get in touch with her?
She didn't leave any forwarding address, Miss Ward.
She didn't? Oh, that's so like Kit. She's the most absent-minded person. Here I was counting so on seeing her. Isn't it ridiculous? Well, I know she must be here somewhere. I know she intended to find a place to live out here. Do you have any idea how I could locate her?
Well, I wish I could help you. Wait a minute. There was a gentleman here with Mrs. Meade. They were talking about houses, as I recall. I believe I heard her say something about Malibu.
Malibu?
Yes, the beach colony, you know.
Is it far from here?
Oh, about 25 or 30 miles. She may have taken a house down there.
Oh, well, thank you, but I'm afraid that's not much help. I mean, just knowing she's at Malibu, how could I find her?
Oh, it isn't a town, you know. There's just a few beach homes. Everyone knows everyone else and knows all about them, too, if you know what I mean. You might be able to locate Mrs. Meade through the rental agent down there. It's worth a try.
Well, yes, dear. Thank you so much.
And a couple of hours later, Jessie Ward's taxicab pulled up in front of a rental office at the beach. She got out, told the driver to wait. Jessie Ward was excited. If only the desk clerk had been right. Well, she thought, in a few minutes she'd know whether or not this trip, and her intuition, was a failure.
Yes?
How do you do? I'm interested in finding out about a house here at the beach.
Oh, won't you sit down, miss?
Thank you. I'm Miss Ward.
I'm Mr. DePinna. Mm-hmm. Now then, Miss Ward, I imagine you're interested in buying property down here, hmm?
Well, no, I'm not. I want to see about renting a house.
Renting? Well, you ought to take the shortcut. Two-thirds of the people who rent a house down here end up by buying.
Oh, really?
I do have one house, though, that's available for a 3-month lease. 5 bedrooms, tea house, tennis court in back, a beautiful place.
Well, that sounds a little large.
Has one of the prettiest views on the beach. It belongs to Douglas Grayson.
Oh?
Yes, you know, the movie director.
Well, I don't believe I know him.
You live here in California, Miss Ward?
No, I just arrived today.
Oh.
The idea of spending some time by the sea appealed to me. I believe a friend of mine has just rented a house down here. Mrs. Meade.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Meade. Yes, I rented her the Duncan place. A beautiful young woman. We just closed the deal this morning.
Yes. Yes, that's what I understood.
Have you seen the house she rented?
No, I just talked to her over the phone. As a matter of fact, I forgot to get her address.
Oh, well, I'll show you, if you'll just step over here to this window. Now, just go down that private road. See where it says patrol? Now, turn left, and it's that large house with the gray roof.
Oh, yes, I see it. Well, thank you, Mr. DePinna.
Oh, but how about my showing you that Grayson house?
Well, it would be too large, really.
Oh, it's a beauty, though.
Well, I really wouldn't be interested. Another thing that worries me is that, well, it's rather isolated out here, the transportation problem.
You haven't a car?
No, not out here.
Hmm. It does make it difficult. You can rent a car if you're in an essential business.
Well, I'm afraid I couldn't qualify.
Or, in Mrs. Meade's case, she's trying to rent a car. I think in all likelihood she'll be able to, under the circumstances.
Under the circumstances?
Yes. She's expecting a baby, you know.
Oh, yes. Yes, I imagine that would make a difference.
Now, I'll just get the keys of that house and I'll be with you.
Well, really, Mr. DePinna, don't bother. I haven't much time, but thank you just the same. Thank you very much.
Funny woman. She sure let out in a hurry. Well, I guess she really wasn't interested.
But Jessie had been very interested indeed. She got into the taxi and started back towards town. She had guessed right, she thought. Now she understood why Kit had taken so few clothes, why she said she was going to buy things out here, and why she had left Wakefield. Jessie wanted to shout, to sing. She had never had such a moment of triumph. She knew, and Ben Calvert didn't. Knowing what she does about the medical history of Ben's wife, of her family, Miss Ward saw how she could use the information she'd just gotten. At last, she thought, after all these years, she was going to be able to get what she wanted from Ben Calvert.